happy to continue in our studies in all the Ten Commandments in Exodus chapter 20. This evening, turning at least to begin, I find that there's more here than certainly can well be covered in one evening in the time that I would hope to give to it over into next week as well. But the fourth commandment, Exodus chapter 20, let's read verses 8 through to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in it, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I have reflected on previous occasions that some of the things that are spoken of in the earlier commandments are very searching into our hearts. And for example, in the previous commandment, there is the second part of it tells us that the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And that's a reminder that there are times when God's name is used, and we don't know whether it is an empty use of Godness. And sometimes it seems that perhaps this is the commandment, although the second talks about not bowing before idols. That could be very obvious to anyone who's looking on. But this one is, for some at least, seems to be a very obvious thing, and perhaps that's one of the reasons why it has been a landmark in for the falling standards within our society, and the Lord's Day observance and so on. When I first came across it, I asked myself, now why is that? Why that in particular? But there's no doubt that it is a very clear signal as to the way that people think about the Word of God. And just as compared with some of the other aspects of the earlier commandments, for instance, the actions of man and things like feeling. But even so, there's a great deal to do with the heart in this as well. I say that because there's a great deal of dispute over how it is to be applied. There was, I think even right through the Old Testament, there certainly was in the days of Jesus, and the heart was a great of vital importance in the discussions regarding the Sabbath in the days of when Jesus and Jesus himself. That's something that provides some in a particular way, if God wills, next Sunday morning. But I would like to try, I think we need to try to sort out some of the confusion that is out there, and perhaps even in here, some folks with regard to Sabbath day. But we need to do it in part. I cannot do it all this evening. To do that, we must go back to the source, the original position. And we have that wrapped up in this commandment, the Ten Commandments summary of God's moral law. We don't even found it here, but we summarized it and gathered together. And after all, there's no way that we can work this out just by ourselves. We would never even think of it just by ourselves. The whole aspect, the whole matter of Sabbath day, a day, one day, seven, is only in the hands of the Lord. God speaks about it, God there are at the talk that I'm intending to look at this evening, I would suggest four main points that I need to highlight. Mount Holyoke, first of all, that it is a holy day, which we have to remember and keep. We also need to reflect within the commandments on the other 6 days for work, and let's say later as well. Thirdly, to remark on the meaning of Sabbath, the meaning and its purpose, because that's what is reflected in its meaning, in itself, the name, the label, the mark. And then, as the commandment makes extremely clear, that is God's rest, and happiness, that establishes the realization of his blessing upon the day. So, first of all, then, this is a holy day. We are here commanded to remember to keep. Remember, Sabbath day, to keep it holy. And in the Bible, the word remember usually means to, yes, to call something to mind, as we think of as remembering, but especially with a view to its application, to be active, not just something floats through your mind and just remember. Not just that, but it is a specific remembering with a view to action. When God remembers a promise that he has made, or a covenant, it's far more than him just thinking to himself, oh, yes, I did make such and such a promise once upon a time. And of course, it's that he remembers his promise, not that he ever forgets, but he remembers it in a particular way to say this is the time for its application. One of the clearest examples of that is just before Exodus 20. Earlier in the book, God comes and he speaks to Moses and he says, I remember my covenant. Tell my people, I remember my covenant. And he means there that he is about to apply that covenant by delivering his people. An active remembering. And that's what we should ourselves remember as we come across this word in this context. When you're called on to remember this day, it's much more than waking up on Sunday and knowing it's Sunday, not Monday. I know that's kind of funny thing that happens on the page, but you can't remember what day. It's far more than just that. It's saying there is something vitally important about this day that is to be applied, to be put into action. Remember it. I don't think we can do much better when we go on to see here, to remember it, to keep it holy. That's sort of what it means to keep it holy. We are probably just as well to keep it simple. What it means to keep something is to look after, to maintain, to preserve it. Quite well in this setting. In this case, we learn, or we're reminded, in verse 11, that it was long before this that God established this day in a particular way. He made it holy. It's because it's a 6 day to work, and therefore, having rested on the seventh day, therefore, verse 11, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it and made it holy. He made it holy, it is a holy day. But for us to live through that day, it is for us to keep it holy, to preserve it, to maintain it. Remember to do that. And it is for us to keep it in mind. We are reminded of it, brought to our mind, that it is to keep it the way that God made it. He made it holy. So what does that mean? What does it mean that he made it holy? What does it mean that he makes anything holy? What is this holy? It means that he made it separate, he made it distinctive, he made it distinguished from other things, he made it different, he set it apart. And especially that he said this is, yes, it is God's day. It's the Sabbath, verse 10 says, of the Lord your God. And further to that later on. But he takes this day and he says, it's set apart for me in a very special way. None of the others that belong to him. This is the day that the Lord has made. It's the other day, he's done. He's made it separate, made it set apart. Then the next question too must be not just that he's made it for himself, but for what? What do we need to do in this day? What is it for? What is this we set apart this day we see for? In what way is it going to get different? The different parts that I suppose even will serve to build it up a little bit further as we go along. But just now to say, to remind ourselves that the definition of holy is that it is God himself. It is the origin of holy. He is what is his, is holy. And only what is it can be holy, given that we can present it. And so there today is made holy, it belongs to him. It does belong to him. I can bring in New Testament passages as well, but I'd like to focus on them in more detail next time. But we do read that Jesus is God, the Lord of the Sabbath. Many people would pick up that he says the Sabbath is made for man. But he also says he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He's the one who gives the direction for how man is to make the best use of it. So what is holy? David is holy because holy is defined by God. It's a day that should reflect him. David is holy. Remember Sabbath day because it's holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. It's not good to conquer the Ten Commandments because you said you do not. Especially for anyone who knows the true faith of man before God. So I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. We know that. We are aware of that. And we need to know. We need redirection from the things that we've been doing. But there are also what we call positively framed expressions here. Positive statements. In various places. A number of commandments specifically. To do this, to do this, remember the Sabbath day, which is holy. And part of it is a further positive statement. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. It's quite amazing, really, just to get against the backdrop and come up with a positive statement. I do wonder sometimes if this particular phrase has not been ever glossed over. I see this and I'm left wondering, when I look at the world around us and how much is going on Sunday, that's another question that we can't actually go through specifically. Talk about Sunday as the equivalent of the Sabbath, which is just here. And when we look around, what's going on Sunday? And I see this, God in name. Man who does this stuff on Sunday. I'm left wondering how much of what is happening on Sunday is because it's been neglected in another 6 days. And I included later under this heading as well, which is the original surprise of the promise of the Temple of Emphasis in later. I know the story of a simple fisherman on the beach, and he had a few fish. Beside him at the port that morning, and he was looking at it. And some tycoon or other came along from holiday, and he started talking to this man. He said, "So, how many fish do you catch a day?" "About a dozen." And he said, "Well, you've got me alongside, I can fish a boat, and you can go out and catch hundreds. Then you could sell them off, and you could retire early and enjoy life." And I'm doing that. The way the world thinks, isn't it? people wanting to cut down and work on it so that they can enjoy their leisure. I read God's word, and there's very little about that. You will reap from the ground by the sweat of your brow. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. And then people will say that you should carry on the same. Many do. So you need to adopt blessedness from time to time. That way of thinking in our world, don't expect to be I'm not really current. It doesn't jump out to the way that God is the same as the first year. Some might say, well, this is a test in a different culture. That's a picky chapter, boys. But that's where it came from. Where it came from is, Peter has mentioned it as well, but it came from Genesis chapter 2. It tells us that God made all things very good. Chapter 2, 7 says that ended his work at this time, and he rested on the seventh day. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, hallowed it, and the soul. And the whole world was blessed. That's when he made it. That's the culture which God established. That pattern of 1 day and 7 of sin. The glorious words that Jesus happened on a Saturday evening. It would have been perhaps on a Friday afternoon, just before the Sabbath. Jesus reached the cross and then the cross fell back. This thing is everything absolute words. Come back to mind on Saturday evening. Rather confusing the minister and the voice of the priest. He just made reference to himself. But that doesn't make other things right either. To think on new things, the number of God, the great department, the first 6 days, and so on. I just read one day with fellow ministers in the office in Marsdale, and they were struggling to get 25 out of that. As the world goes well, you joke about the rapid passage of time. It's not the way God orders it. He has given each person callings that we have, gifts that we have, time that we have. The more we seek to follow him, the more these things will fall into harmony. Can you believe that when it comes to what we say? And they don't. So we need to examine. It's very forgiveness. First of all, it's amazing. Isn't it wonderful? And it's happening. And it's the work to do. If our heart's desire is the thing that pleases us most, is serving God, that should also have a bearing on the expression of leisure, which is so important to people who fit in with 6 days, 7, and so on. That's not simple. We do, again, live in a world that is cursed, that it will be by the sweat of our brow, that is kept in turn on our labor, our work, and it is sad to see that there are many who are unable to enjoy their work. I remember who it was, or quite how he put it, the idea that somebody was working hard and didn't feel his work, just enjoyed it. It's also worrying when the physical, which is a large part of labor and recreation these days, the physical takes such prominence in so many lives. Because the word of God once more is great, yes, the physical does give a bit of profit, but godliness is profitable for all kinds. Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. What is it that God keeps doing in the 7 days of the Jesus this year? 6 days to be focused on the work that he's given us to do. And what does it mean to be in the seventh day? So let's just reflect a little on what this means in the story of the Sabbath day. There are many clues for this and readings that we've taken already this evening. Sabbath, the word, is a word that simply means rest. We can often come up with rest of a confusion and either undue pressure or undue leniency. We can actually be concerned with the word cycle. The word can be very misrepresented. I believe it has happened in the year. I think it was in biblical days. As well. Just this word, Sabbath. I'm saying it can be an unduly harsh treatment of it, it can be an unduly relaxed treatment of it. And that defines the way that God intended it to be understood and used. And perhaps we might appreciate it better if we dwell a little on what it's commonly used. The word means rest. Perhaps through the exercise that we can come across the word Sabbath, we place it with the word rest for the capital letter of the word. To remind you. Perhaps one of the problems is that it picks up what we might call a more technical meaning. It brings a hardness to its treatment. Instead of seeing how the qualities that it has to enhance life. Those things were being lost, those were the things that people contributed. In his day, those people around him were unduly harsh and very useless. Let's look back at the way that God applied this day, the day of rest. It becomes the Sabbath day because he took his Sabbath, he took his rest on that day. How often do we look at it in those terms? And I think on it. Perhaps you have heard it before. Perhaps you have tried to make it a day of rest. And well done if you have. And yes, yeah, this is more that we establish in our thinking, renew our thinking on this. I often tell of the occasions when friends who was a minister, and so it was on a Wednesday afternoon, I think maybe the experiment in the head. Just having a bit of a breather that afternoon. I was with a group and we came back with an afternoon. We came back and he said, you know what happened this afternoon? And we sat down to catch up on what was happening in the world athletics championship years ago. We were on the team in Scandinavia. And I don't know if that was the main factor for it. But remember what this event was. World athletics. Now, I could not keep up with the Usain Bolt for this time. I'd be exhausted after 2 steps. I'm just not physically fit. These are the supreme physical specimens in this world, attaining long distances and so on. Supremely physically fit and able. And Wednesday afternoon, the quick run is a special question. No events like that. You know what was happening in that forum of 10 days or something for the supreme athletes of this world? I couldn't take it on Sunday because it needed a rest. We are made in a cycle of 7 days in one of those days. God says it up, something else will take place. In the old days, in cricket testament, it was a rest day. It was a year. It was the world's extension. basic rhythm for man. God put man in relationship, man and wife, the beginning of a family, the beginning of society. God put, he didn't put the years in place, yes, he put the seasons in place, he moved around, but he did put the week in place. That's our established pattern. You know why the French in the Revolution or Napoleon probably wouldn't have decided to change the week for 10 days? It didn't work. It's not the way we're made. God made it this way. We need to take that. Challenge us with the need to take that gap, to break, to keep it up. This day to mark the renewal of the whole system that is coming from the world. So it is the rest. What about this rest? That too can be misunderstood. What kind of rest do we have in mind? And remember, it is rest. It's not laid and bound. Rest is something that is very, very positive. Isn't rest about taking a step back from labor, from work, from activity, in order to be able to step back into it and then rest? It's about that recharge, it's about that renewal, refurbishment. Different ways that we live, different people that we are, perhaps different aspects of our being need different degrees of recharge. Think maybe of the body of the builder who works physical labor 6 days a week, but he doesn't need to do more DIY. But the stockbroker to do is leaving the numbers aside for a day and stretch. But for every one of us, without exception, there's a need for spiritual business. The most vital importance of everything. The spiritual investment has been going on. We are spiritual beings. Some people use their minds more in the work. That's not used more in the work. Out in the dark. Perhaps some people use their bodies more. They need to do some other kind of activity. But for me, we really need for spiritual beings. And that's why I'm just a Christian believer. That's for everyone. How do we renew ourselves spiritually? That's why the catechism and confessions, they talk about rest. For some people, when you talk about rest, they say it's just so simple. Because the rest of the Christian is not just about the same interest that lays in that, but in that. You worship and humble yourself before God, by the church and several places. Because you humble yourself, God will give you grace. And rather than give you a full of esteem, that you come to Him to find grace and help in the form of you. We need grace. Live by humbling and worship. Yes, it is. True worship is a thing that will renew you. Not about just worship on Sundays. It is spiritual strength day by day. That's why there is a place, importance, and any opportunity to work privately, family, public. Certainly, when there is a day that is continued to God, that's the ideas and so the word is that term to be very different from general culture. We need to examine what we do in things. We live in the matter. And the text is the perfect thing. The two powers of change. God himself, and we'll look at what I have done. I've done this, I've done all these great things in Scripture, and I've taken a second chance to live. And so that worship, what we should be doing on Sabbath day, is parallel by what God Himself did on Sabbath day. It's the thing to me that God did there, the gesture, and it's like he just was feeling his life. Look on it, it's very good. You can enjoy the future. It's good to satisfy the purpose of worship. Now, he is the only one who is good enough to continue. He's got to satisfy. And that is the glory from himself. It's his work. Our worship is the glory of the human nature. And it's back and forth. It's for our fear and God. That's God. And then the story moves on from him resting on that seventh day. We can only conclude that he stands to a new kind of work. That from there on, and not that there was a gap on that seventh day, from there on, from the completion of work in the sixth day, he had to enter into that work of providence, because it sustains the creation. And that's been continued to the present. Especially because creation has been defiled and shaken up so that no sense that the continuing work of his mission. He could have just walked away from that. He didn't. He missed it. That's why he also signed that Jesus himself said that a good way to do this in Sabbath, having a rest day, is what God is about. Remember what he said to the people who accused him of doing the wrong thing on Sabbath, healing a man? He said that you would do a work of mercy, you would free your animal out of the pit on Sabbath. That's what I've done. I've done a work of mercy to this man. I'm doing the works of my Father, which is what he was talking about, this ongoing work. And what he must show for the Sabbath. That's the relationship. So that's the pattern of the Lord's death. Instead of what the Jesus did, and just the ones who dwell on that with further excellence. Lastly, this evening, it's not always that he tells us that the Lord fallowed the Sabbath day, also when he blessed the Sabbath day. And that's a very dangerous ground to forget that. It tells us that we have a very special relationship with God. We have a very special relationship with God. So important to take steps on the same time. And we read just in the previous commandment that you are fully present with partial wisdom now. I think we're equally present with partial wisdom today. It's a very special day. It doesn't say it's Sabbath. The Lord, your God. If in any way you take this day or part of it, neither for yourself. And he takes people to do that, and they're talking about it, people in family that. It's the God. Not very careful. But he blessed him. He blessed his character. So, now, as I say these things, I know there are many folk around who say I'm being an extreme. But I'm simply trying to face up. And I believe that there are things in my own way of life and dealing with today that they're not. Today that they should be. It's hard to apply to the industry for any of us. But here's the word of God in front of us. The person has to ask these questions. What this means, there are these questions of me. Please, if you could, just think on it, sit and see. And perhaps the answer is to recognize. When we talk about Peter, God gave made a day and seven and a day of rest. So 6 days of labor, time and labor. Yet we can't do it. He gave us a day to rest. for everyone in our household. Son, daughter, servants, men, visitors, cattle, everyone. God, you are blessed. Jesus, God.